Simon King. And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday the 20th of May. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira and Forties. The general synopsis at midnight, new low expected Shannon 1019 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later. Fair, good. South Utsira, 40s. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Fair, good. Cromartie, northwest 2 to 4, veering north 3 to 5. Fair, good. Forth, Tyne. North, becoming variable, 2 to 4, then north, 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Dogger, northwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, moderate or good. Fisher, northwest, 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Fair, good. German Bight, northwest, 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6. Fair, good. Humber, north 3 or 4, backing northwest 3 to 5. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Thames, Dover, white. Northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 4 or less. Showers later in white, good. Portland, Plymouth. Northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then northeast 4 to 6 later. Showers later, good. Biscay, northwest, backing west, 3 to 5. Showers, good. Southeast, Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6. Showers, good. Northwest, Fitzroy, Sole, cyclonic, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet. Variable, 4 or less, becoming northeast 3 to 5 later. Showers later, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor later. Irish Sea, variable, 4 or less, becoming northwest 2 to 4. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southeast 3 or 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin. East or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in Rockall, backing north or northeast 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery in Malin, good. Hebrides, Fair Isle, Faroes. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in East Fair Isle. Fair, good. Southeast Iceland, variable 4 or less, becoming northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. And now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on the 20th of May. Tyree Automatic, southeast by south, 3, 16 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Stornoway, northeast by east, 3, 12 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Lerwick, north by west, 4, 32 miles, 1023, falling. Lucas, west-northwest, 1, 14 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Bridlington, north by west, 3, 1022, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast, 4, 5 miles, 1018. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north, 4, 11 miles, 1018. Jersey, northeast by north, 3, 15 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north by west, 3, 5 miles, 1020. Scilly Automatic, north-northeast, 3, 6 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Valentia, east-southeast, 2, 13 miles, 1020, now rising. Ronald's Way, east-northeast, 2, 16 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Malinhead, southeast, 2, 14 miles, 1023, now rising. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Tuesday the 20th of May. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure over the British Isles will decline this evening and into tomorrow as a shallow low moves southeast across the Celtic Sea and into the Channel, bringing showers for a time. A strong northerly will then develop over the North Sea on Thursday. From Cape Wrath to Ashery Head, including Orkney. Northwest 2 to 4, veering north or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. From Ratchery Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwest, becoming variable 2 to 4, then north or northeast 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then north 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North or northwest, 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then northwest, 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then northwesterly, 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northerly or northeasterly, 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Showers later, good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. North or northeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then north or northwest, 3 to 5. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then northeast 4 or 5 later. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Showers later, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate later. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming northwest 2 to 4. Showers later, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate later. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then northwest 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Isle of Man. East or northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 or 3. Fair, good. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. North or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then northwest 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then northwesterly 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. East or southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then north or northwest 3 or 4. Fair, good. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 4 or 5. Fair, good. And finally, Shetland Isles. North or northwest 4 or 5, veering northeast 5 or 6 for a time. Fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. The time is 5:43. Time now for Prayer for the Day, presented by the Reverend Dr. Rosa Hunt.
Good morning. On this day in 1990, the Hubble Space Telescope sent its first photos from space. It wasn't the first space telescope, but it is one of the largest and most versatile, and it's still in operation today. Because Hubble operates outside the distortion of the Earth's atmosphere, it can capture extremely high-resolution images. The problem of factors that distort our ability to see things clearly is not restricted to space telescopes, however. We all have factors which cloud our vision, preventing us from seeing people and situations clearly and impairing our judgment. Sometimes these are events in our past which colour the way that we experience things, and sometimes they may be problems in the present. Perhaps the most dangerous factors are those which we are completely unaware of. In John's Gospel, Jesus gets into trouble for healing a blind man, leading to a debate over what true blindness means. Jesus comments on the spiritual blindness of the religious leaders, whose hearts are preventing them from clearly seeing the wonderful miracle performed before their very eyes. He says to them, "If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin, but now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains. God of light, in you there is no darkness at all, but we find it hard to see clearly, and our past pains, our present prejudices, and our future fears obscure our vision. Heal our eyes, restore our vision, and help us to see others with your gaze of love. Where there are things that cloud our vision, remove them with your gentle and skillful hand. In the name of Jesus, amen."
Prayer for the Day, presented by the Reverend Dr. Rosa Hunt. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 6:15. Time now for Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. The Prime Minister announces a new agreement with the EU.
This is the first UK-EU summit. It marks a new era in our relationship. And this deal is a win-win.
Good news for exporters of agri-food products, but as we'll hear later, fishermen and women aren't so happy. But first, bovine TB, the cattle respiratory disease, is a complicated and long-running story. We're discussing the latest updates all week here on Farming Today. If you want to hear more about the background, you can listen to Monday's programme on BBC Sounds. We know the disease costs the taxpayer at least £100 million a year in compensation for culled cattle and measures to control the spread. But of course,